I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. European leaders gathered in Paris on Monday for emergency talks on Ukraine. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron has held a phone call with his US counterpart Donald Trump. The call came just as he was about to meet leaders of European nations to discuss fears that Trump had isolated age-old allies. The emergency security meeting focuses on how to react to the US's diplomatic blitz on Ukraine, which left the once rock-solid partner as a potential political liability. Macron's office would not disclose details about the call with Trump. After the call, the French president greeted German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and other leaders outside the Élysée Palace. French officials say no firm announcements are expected to emerge beyond a show of unity from European leaders. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Kremlin says senior American and Russian officials will hold talks on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. It would be the most significant meeting between the sides since Moscow's full-scale invasion of its neighbor nearly 3 years ago. The talks are scheduled for Tuesday in Saudi Arabia. They mark another consequential step by the Trump administration to reverse U.S. policy on isolating Russia and are meant to pave the way for a meeting between U.S. and Russian presidents. The moves have sent Kyiv and key allies scrambling to ensure a seat at the table amid concerns that Washington and Moscow could press ahead with a deal that won't be favorable to them. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday his country had not been invited to the upcoming talks and won't accept the outcome if Kyiv doesn't take part. This is VOA News. The Vatican says the Pope will remain hospitalized as doctors treat a respiratory tract infection. AP correspondent Tricia Thomas has more from Rome.
The Vatican announced on Monday that Pope Francis will continue his stay at the Gemelli Hospital due to a complex clinical picture. The Pope was admitted on Friday due to a bronchitis that he'd been fighting for a number of days. After a series of tests, things seem to be a little bit more complicated than originally thought, and they have to adjust his drug therapy. They've canceled several more of his appointments for this week and are waiting to see the results of further tests. The Pope is 88 years old and suffers from a series of medical issues. He's had part of his intestine removed in the past, and when he was younger, a part of his lung removed.
AP correspondent Tricia Thomas. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday held a rare meeting with some of the biggest names in China's tech sector. It marked a turnaround in Beijing's approach to its tech giants after a regulatory clampdown 4 years ago. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The likes of Alibaba founder Jack Ma and DeepSeek's Liang Wenfeng were present at the highly choreographed event. Analysts said Xi's move to gather business leaders underscores the new importance of private sector innovation for China to gain ground in technology. US tariffs have recently threatened more pressure on the world's second largest economy. The country has struggled with weak domestic consumption and a debt crisis in the property sector.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Mexican tequila manufacturers say they are concerned that a potential 25% U.S. import tax could harm businesses they've spent years building. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
President Trump initially planned to impose the 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada. However, he agreed to a 30-day pause after they pledged to reinforce their borders. Made from prickly agave plant and used in cocktails like margaritas, tequila has surged in popularity in the U.S. The country imported $3.8 billion of tequila in the first 9 months of 2024, according to the U.S. Distilled Spirits Council. This represents a 13% increase from the same period a year earlier and is more than the combined imports of whiskey, gin, rum, brandy, and vodka. Like French champagne or Italian Parmesan cheese, products called tequila or mezcal must be made in Mexico. Tariffs would therefore increase prices in the U.S.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.